Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, my friends. Happy Thursday and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, and a good old podcast coming your way, even if I do say it myself. And we start with Jim White, who broke the latest news on Mike Ashley's sale of Newcastle. He actually came in to break the news on breakfast. There you go, Jim White. Can't keep him away from that radio.
It's our understanding here at TalkSport, both parties exchanged last week. Now, that means like just like buying a house. Both parties have now entered into a legal binding commitment. A deposit was paid by the buyers in the region of 5%. This is a £300 million cash deal, Darren. Mike Ashley gets the money in one lump. £300 million. The Premier League now, as we speak here at TalkSport, has the documentation in front of it, and we now await Premier League approval. As I say, it is there. And the key thing here, Laura, is the exchange last week. So as I said, just like buying a house, both parties have now entered into a legal binding commitment. And it's almost amusing when you think of it. The Premier League have been sent the details now and they'll begin their checks under the owners and directors test. When you think of it, the Public Investment Fund based in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia is the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia. It has total estimated assets of $320 billion.
Staying with the breakfast show with the wonderful Laura Woods, Benty and Freddie. They had the comedian Jack Whitehall on the show and he was saying that he misses a league of their own.
I miss the boys. I have been calling. Jamie calls me a lot. Fred slightly less so. But I've been trying to coach Jamie through his homeschooling of his son, because I think he's at home doing homeschooling with his son, which obviously is a bit of a struggle. But I think his son's teaching Jamie some quite big lessons, his times tables, how to do joined up writing, stuff like that. So hopefully Jamie will come out of self-isolation as a clever man. Fred, just a lot of missed calls and he never returns them.
And this is a great story from breakfast. This is Freddie Flintoff saying that the England women's coach Phil Neville could have been this country's Ricky Ponting or even Tendulkar, but decided to be a professional footballer instead. I mean, if he could go back in time now, I mean, do you want to play for Everton or do you want to be one of the best cricketers ever? Terrible decision.
I played junior cricket at Lancashire with Phil Neville. He was a year older than me. And he was a cricketing genius. That lad, if he'd have carried on playing cricket, this is a big call, but he could have been England's Ricky Ponting, Sachin Tendulkar. He was that good. He used to turn up, open the batting, score 100 times every time he batted, and then he'd bowl everyone out.
Was he a spin bowler?
When he got to, I think, 16, he was a quick bowler, and he got offered a contract at Lancashire. I think $2,500 a year was the wage, or go and play at United. So luckily he went to United. Otherwise I might have ended up at Derbyshire or somewhere. But he was so imagine. And Gary played as well. If you listen to Gary was the best cricketer that ever walked the earth. He'd have met a good club cricketer in Bolton. But Phil was the one who was amazing and such a good lad as well.
Back now to Jim White, who's alongside Natalie Sawyer and Trevor Sinclair on the Mid-Morning Show. And this is their guest, the former Manchester United centre-half and legend, Yip Yap Stam, on the season potentially restarting behind closed doors in June.
It's going to be hard to accomplish it. Now, if you look at it now as well, because the teams, they need to start like a small pre-season now as well, don't they? Because the players haven't been training for a while. They've been doing some work at home, but training on the pitch, you know, together is of course totally different. So that takes a while as well. And normally you want to play some games as well to get back into it. So it's going to be very hard. But playing of course behind closed doors, there's no crowd. There's always, you need to be cautious. And what are the fans are going to do? Do they stay at home and watch the telly, or do they gather at some point together? You know, so there's, for safety reasons, you need to I think do a lot as well. Playing three games after not doing a lot the last couple of weeks, three games in a week is it's quite hard as well. Then of course you've got the transfer deadline that opens maybe up as well. So players, I don't know what players are going to be doing. Players will probably think about different things as well instead of the club that they need to play for at the time.
Now we can head over to Drive Time with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff, and now the rock and roll legend that is Noel Gallagher on the show. And he said that the Premier League should give Liverpool the trophy, scrap the rest of the season and get on with the next one.
Personally, I think it should be voided and they should give the trophy to Liverpool. Well, they've won it anyway. Yeah. You know, they should give it to them. And I think they should just start planning for next season now, because this is going to go on. Football's all about the fans. I don't agree with playing games behind closed doors. I don't care for six games on a day and I'm sitting at home and watching it. I mean, of course, it will make the lockdown a bit better. But games behind closed doors, they're not even that good to watch. You know what I mean? And people will turn up. You know, all my mates who are City fans were saying, if they start playing games behind closed doors, we're going. You know, so people are going to go there. It could cause more trouble than it's worth. But I think the authorities should start thinking about next season now, and about whether they play next season with limited fans in and with the social distancing in the stadium and all that. I mean, Liverpool have won the league. You know, they might as well give it to them.
I've got to ask you about music. We are doing, every Friday at 5 o'clock, we do a top five, and it's musical based. So we did Beatles a couple of weeks ago. We did Elvis on Friday. We are doing Oasis this Friday.
Right.
Top
five. Right.
Yeah, we are. Have you got a top five or a top three or a favourite Oasis song?
Okay, well, Don't Look Back in Anger and Wonderwall will be number one and number two, I guess, for most people, depending on how you remember it. But for me, let me see, top five. Don't Look Back in Anger, Supersonic, Rock and Roll Star, The Master Plan, and Half the World Away, the one from the Royal Family. But I'd say we've got about 12 all-time classics, I think, so picking five is pretty difficult.
Well, they're all pretty good. Champagne Supernova, I loved as well.
Very well, yeah. Somebody was asking me about that the other night. I didn't write that song, and I was like, you know what, mate, I cannot remember, but I remember I was absolutely hammered on Champagne.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What's the first thing you want to do when this virus loosens its grip? What are you missing?
I'm missing the football. I'm terribly, terribly missing. If in some, you know, parallel universe, the league was still going on, the Champions League, it wouldn't be so bad for a fella, right? Women don't cope very well with lockdown, right? But guys, it's kind of made for us, you know what I mean? We're like, well, I can't leave the house by law. Okay, well, that'll do me. But I think the first thing I'd like to do is just hook up with all my mates, you know what I mean? And just, I don't know, just go out for a long boozy lunch. That would be the best thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And after a rant on Drive about gangster films from Adrian Durham, this is Freddie Flintoff calling him a pound shop Piers Morgan. My goodness, it doesn't get much lower than that, does it?
And it's just so boring because every single top five is Godfather, Godfather 2, Goodfellas,
oh, yeah,
Donnie
all gone
Brasco,
for that.
Casino.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And it's almost as if they don't even realise they've made gangster films in Britain. It's got to be all about the Italian mafia.
And Adrian Durham there banging on. I tell you what, I think he gets up an hour early every day just to be angry. he just can't sneak in. He is, let's be honest, he is like a pound shop Piers Morgan, isn't he? Have you heard him banging on there? He just bangs on, doesn't he?
Now, after Jack Whitehall outed Freddie Flintoff as a fantasist due to Freddie's claims that he was approached to join the WWE, Darragh Goff told the story of how they were set to fight together once, but Freddie Flintoff bottled it.
I remember that, you know. He did go over there and he hurt... he got injured, didn't he, when he went over there? It was like a wrestling school. He wanted, I think he joined a wrestling school. He wanted to get into WWE. I mean... They were dying for another English kind of hero, and he came along. He's got the build, Fred. He's got the looks, and he would have... I'd actually love to see it. But what I will say about Freddie Flintoff, I went on a show with Freddie, and we went to Mexico, and we did some wrestling, and he bottled it. He there stood there for 15 minutes watching me get 7 bells kicked out of me while he was there in a leotard just laughing at me. He didn't do... He was supposed to be my partner... And he did not once step in the ring. I'll never forgive him for that.
Back now to Jim White and Natalie Soy, and here's Geraint Thomas, the former Tour de France winner, on why he's doing an indoor ride to raise money for the NHS.
Try to do as much as I can, yeah. But, you know, those guys, you know, I heard some stories about, but it's a Welsh rugby player. She's a scrum half, and basically she's a midwife, and she's going into work, but she's obviously... at risk of bringing the virus back, so she sent her child and her husband away to their parents. So she's going home to an empty house every day after work, and it's just incredible, those stories. And, you know, if I can help in any small way by trying to just, you know, raise some extra funds, then that's what I wanted to do.
Now, the Peterborough owner, Darren McAnthony, joined Goffey and Durham on Drive to discuss the EFL wage deferral. He said the virus has shown just how bad the state of football is, and now we need a plan to change that.
We know football's never been in great shape financially. We know rules have been broken. We know clubs, you know, live past their means. We've all been guilty of having to go overdoing it. We need to bring it back in line. Yes, this virus, the pandemic's affecting so many people, businesses, lives. And once it's finished, we need to put measures in place now that so football... You know, no club is in danger of going under. And that's why I made those suggestions to the EFL and some of the things we need to do. And I think most League One and League Two clubs will get on board with them. You know, for people out there with megaphones shouting about, you know, cancelling seasons, we're about to go out of business, at no point in playing. Well, I think we know what way they're going and why they're saying it. You know, let's stick to the integrity of the game. Let's speak about football for the right reasons. Let's not use this as an excuse to talk about what's going to happen with the next 9 games. We all agree that we're in trouble. We all agree that we need help and we need to work on a plan. Talking about cancelling seasons and this, that, well, that's not helpful. Nobody's asking players to take cuts today. Nobody. All we're asking for is deferred payments. They will get the money. That's where we are as a club. I would presume after, obviously, Beavers and Boyd have done that, and my manager, a lot of the other players will follow suit. Some, obviously, who aren't as much money won't be able to do it, but they will agree to a lot more than 25%. So I'm proud of my players and my manager doing that today. That's the right way to do it.
I'm Natalie Sawyer, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now on the Sports Bar, my show, Andy Goldstein, Sports Bar Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. We had Gary Pallister, how about that? United legend, centre-half, on the show. He was on the pitch when Eric Cantona, ironically, was off the pitch and in the air doing that kung fu kick. And he was on our show to tell us his memories from it.
Everybody was kung fu.
Supporters. Oh, this is outrageous. Norman Davies, the Manchester United kit man, trying to pull him away. It's all got wildly out of hand. And once more, Eric Cantona is the man at the centre of a dramatic controversy.
I was one of the only ones who didn't run towards it. I think I was just in kind of shock and awe that I was actually seeing what was going on. Because the game had stopped, obviously, as he was getting sent off. And I think, was it Richard Shaw? I think Eric had fouled or kicked or punched. I can't remember what he actually did to Richard Shaw now. And the game was halted, and we were watching Eric walk down the side of the pitch, and then just saw him j- just react to something and then go flying into the crowd. And it was like, wow, am I actually seeing what I'm seeing? And everybody, I think it was Norman Davies, our kit man, was trying to drag him back or pull him out of the crowd. And then it was a kind of a melee. All the players ran across. And I think if I remember rightly, I might have been one of the only ones who actually didn't run across. I was probably still knackered from the game, to be quite honest with you. But it was just a surreal moment. I mean, I think it was only Eric could have done something like that. So we move on into the dressing room, and the gaffer comes in, and Eric's already dressed and sat in the corner, and we managed to draw the game 1-1. I think David Maid scored the equaliser. And a gaffer came in and he had a pop at a couple of the players and hammered a couple of lads. And then next minute he turned to Eric and we thought, this is it. This is the hairdryer for Eric. And he looked at Eric and he went, Eric, you can't go around doing that, son. That was the sum total of the hairdryer for Eric.
Fascinating. Amazing story and beautifully told, Pally. I appreciate that. Before I let you go, just a quick word about football of the now. There's a big meeting Friday as to where we're at and what's going to happen. How do you think the season should end? Do you think we should play it out? Do you think it should just be scrapped or the title could be given to Liverpool or what? What should happen, Pally?
I think you just got to... The important thing here is saving lives. We were all watching the figures every night as they come in. And, certainly football can't be played in front of a crowd or anything like that. It's getting to a stage now. It's going to be virtually impossible to finish the season, I would have thought, unless teams are playing 2 or 3 games a week. There are lost fitness players, so I think it's very difficult to finish the season. Would I give Liverpool the title? I think they certainly deserve it. Nobody was going to catch them, but they haven't completed the season, so. Very difficult one, but I mean, the most important thing is that we make sure everybody's safe.
Are you suggesting that if a man who's married and is cheating on his wife allows his mistress to come around the house, he turns the pictures round of his wife? Is that what you're saying?
I think that probably is.
Emma, can you go? Can you get yourself into a position, please, that maybe the signal... No. Whoa. Hold on, hell. Get yourself in a position, please, that you can receive...
Hold on, boys.
Emma, can you get yourself in a position, please, where you can receive this phone call and that we can receive the voices? Because you keep cutting out, Emma, and we really want to hear what you've got to say.
OK, right. Are we here? We still...
Sounds a bit better. Right. Okay. What's your complaint?
Jason, that's another conversation I have to have, but we'll change that. Right, now, if you've ever had a friend come to visit of an attractive persuasion...
Have you been knocking about the gins?
No, not enough, really.
No, it sounds... Yeah, I think so.
Right, how long did that take you, Josh? Jeez. Well, that's it for another podcast. You think good work, everyone. I mean, it's flown by today. It really has been one of the best we've done this week. Although there's only been a couple of others, but it's still up there with some of the best. Some of the best, not the best one. That's tomorrow's one. Today's one. What day is it? Thursday. Yep. Tomorrow. There isn't one tomorrow. There is one tomorrow. I don't know. I'm losing track of days. You know, we're all locked down. Every day's the same. What do you do the weekend? Nothing. It doesn't matter what happened the week. It doesn't matter what day of the week is. They're all the same. But that's fine, everyone, because we're in it together. Get everyone excited now about the future. And we will get through it together. But just remember to keep your distances and 2 metres and wash your hands and all that sort of stuff. Not that sort of stuff, but you know what I'm saying. It's very important you do that so we can come out the other side. Which we will sooner rather than later, my friends. A reminder, if you want to download previous podcasts or future ones, you can go to Acast, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I'm back tonight from 10 p.m. on the Sports Bar with Moonface for more of the same. In the meantime, have a good day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.